It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number two, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Greg Pickle is here with me, Dustin Hawkinsmith. We did awards for the 2019 season, who we think are going to be standouts in various categories. We did it on the offense in quarter number one. We're going to do it on the defense now in the conversation. We're starting with the big one first, once again, most valuable player on Penn State's defense. This one, you know, there's a clear front runner here, but there's a number of other players who are all sort of in the same category. So the front runner being Yetur Gross-Matos, 20 plus tackles for loss last year. He's projected as a first round draft pick, now as a true junior at defensive end. Probably your last opportunity to see him in Penn State's blue and white. He's a force off the edge. He just has that whole combination of size and strength and speed that isn't always easy to see on film because he's so big, but he's got that. What'd he test in the four five
something ridiculous
range, something
yeah.
like that mm-hmm. in the 40, which is pretty absurd for a guy who's 6'5", 260 plus pounds. So he's your favorite, but Micah Parsons in year one as an actual starter, not just an unofficial starter at linebacker. Maybe one of the top two best athletes on the team. He goes back and forth with Jason Owe all the time on that one.
Right.
So you'll start to see that bear some more fruit, particularly in the disruption categories. Maybe doing more than going sideline to sideline. Cam Brown, I would expect, they haven't done captains yet, but I would expect Cam Brown to be a captain on this team. Just kind of has that. Plays a valuable role and seems to have a certain vocal leadership and a charisma about him that, you know, no offense to Yetur Gross-Matos, he's more of a do-it-than-say-it kind of guy.
Right.
If you listen to previous episodes of the Keystone Kickoff Show and listen to the interview we did with Yetur Gross-Matos, you would know that he's a do-it and not a say-it guy.
Right.
Cam Brown it can do both. Robert Windsor, I think – you know, he's a guy who can just disrupt everything from the inside. And then I would add John Reed as another leader type and somebody who in the second half of last season was John Reed again.
Yeah.
If he's the actual version of himself coming off that ACL tear from a couple years ago, then John Reed could be an all Big Ten type player too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's certainly a possibility for that to take place. I mean, my pick here, I think it really comes down to either Yetur or Micah. And, you know, Micah led the team in tackles last year without starting or being a full-time starter. So you can only assume he'll take a step forward. But I don't know if it's just me. It probably is. But it just feels like to me that Yetur Gross-Matos is still being slept on by a lot of people nationally. I think it's really hard to have 20 tackles for loss in one season. I mean, that number should be plastered all over, you know, college football preview magazines, and it's really not being followed that closely, which I think is kind of interesting. So, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong either way, going with Mike or going with him. I'd side with Yetur here. Just the experience factor, I think, is a big deal. And also, you know, Cam Brown is a guy you mentioned. There's some other linebackers who they're not going to take reps from Micah, but they could, you know, help stand out. I don't really know if there's another end on Penn State's roster that will even be close to the same stratosphere that Yetur is you know, capable of playing in this year, and that could obviously, you know, make a big deal when it comes to stats and all that.
Yeah, and how, you know, Penn State might be able to do more to promote Yetur Gross-Matos. I don't know, but I saw something. I wish I could name the outlet and call them out on it by heart. I think it might have been Bleacher Report. Did top 10 defensive linemen in the country, and he came in at number 10, which is, you know, it's an honor, I guess, but it's just hard to believe that nine guys are better than him. Nine guys are more ready to do so much damage. Nine guys are better physically. You know, I think that's one of the things about him is that there's no question about his production, and there's no question about his ceiling either. So when you've got the production and you've got the NFL ceiling, it's just hard to imagine being slept on. But I think you're right that he's not quite getting his due. But you know, he's going to lead that defensive end group, and he's going to do it well, and he's going to be a terrorizing force off the edge.
No question.
I think that those days might come to an end. All right. The next one I'll give to you, rookie of the year, newcomer of the year, redshirt freshman, again, along with freshmen in this category. I will start. I've got four names for you to start with. You can add or pick who you like. But Jason Owe, as a redshirt freshman, one of the more hyped players coming out of the spring. And how could you not? With that physique and that athleticism and that speed, which, you know, to even claim a sub 4.440 at 250 pounds is freak show in its own right.
Right.
Bruce Feldman, who's now with the Athletic, will probably at some point in time include Jason Owe on his college football freaks list, which comes out, I believe, every summer. We haven't seen it yet.
It just started this week.
Oh, it just started this week? Okay. So there we go. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Jason Owe, if he's not going to be on it now, will be on it after he's got some games under his belt and some stats under his belt.
He'll be on it. I bet Journey Brown will be too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. You're big on the Journey Brown bandwagon, but I get it.
To a point, but it's more just reading the tea leaves. I mean, Bruce Feldman was the first one to write about Journey Brown and his big explosion back in the spring that kind of precipitated all this hype for him. So it would be surprising, I think, for him to leave him off that list. But that's not the point of the conversation.
I guess I have more doubts than you do about how much Journey Brown will actually do in the offense
Fair. This
year. And we have no idea. That backfield could go in any number of directions. Anyway, we're looking at newcomers in this. Brandon Smith, a true freshman. His role is still to be determined.
Right.
But he's a guy who could end up on that freaks list too with that wingspan and that the physicality he plays with. Keaton Ellis, who's a true freshman, who could be a contender for either the number three or certainly the number four cornerback job.
Mm-hmm.
They seem pretty committed to how mature and how athletic and how good his ball skills are. They're going to use that in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Even if it's just on special teams primarily. And then Jaquan Brisker coming from the JUCO ranks. There's opportunity at safety. There are also other bodies. That will be one of the more intriguing storylines to watch. Not just Brisker, but the safeties as a whole to see who's next to Garrett Taylor back there.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that, you know, the easy pick here is probably the most obvious one, and that's Keaton Ellis. I mean, Terry Smith sort of started that ball rolling down the hill when he said that, you know, Ellis had the best tape of any corner in the country. And, you know, you take that with a little bit of a grain of salt, because what is he going to say, that he has the worst tape of any player he's ever seen? No, of course not. But, you know, I do think that that Keaton's going to find a role this year. Maybe it's just on special teams, maybe not. Maybe he gets some time in that corner rotation. He's certainly going to make the coaches think about it. I'm pretty sure they came out and said that he was the interception leader coming out of spring practice, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so they're going to have to at least give it some thought. That's one area they haven't necessarily been great the last couple of years, turnovers and interceptions in particular. So that's one area where I think they could get a nice boost from a guy like that. You maybe don't play him all the time, but when you get that sub package in there, maybe he's a guy that comes in, knows for the football, and you know, helps you in that area. So he's the guy I side with in this one.
Yeah, I think Ellis is going to play a consistent role from start to finish, I think. Jason Owe, you know, that defensive end group, there's a lot of guys that he's got to vie for, but I think his talent's going to shine through. I think in the, you know, around the time the conference season begins, Jason Owe is going to carve out a bigger and bigger role. And maybe, you know, to use a Micah Parsons comparison last year, maybe he's not a starter, but he's going to play the snaps of a quasi starter.
Right.
It's just going to be hard to keep him off the field. I respect what Shaka Toney brings to the table. I respect the there's still some upside left for Shane Simmons. But Jason Owe is just in a class of his own when it comes to athleticism, and he seems to get it as a football player too.
Like, right.
I don't think he's just an athlete either. It's just going to be borderline impossible to keep him off the field, just like it was impossible to keep Micah Parsons off the field. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to the 2019 season, handing out some awards, who we think is going to be MVP, Rookie of the Year, and some others on the defensive side of the ball. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they're always looking ahead to the 2019 season. They have offer the ultimate tailgating experience just outside of Beaver Stadium, an RV lot where you can come and stay and tailgate for the whole weekend. They've got a huge TV in their parking lot. You stay in an RV as opposed to a hotel room. You can tailgate all hours in the night if you want. You can show up on Friday, leave on Sunday, a ride to and from Beaver Stadium. Pretty much everything is taken care of. It's one of the more worry-free experiences you can have, and you don't have to limit your tailgating to the hours just before the game. You can do it for the whole weekend. Check out what they have to offer at gopsurv.com. I want to get two more in here, just like we did on the offense. Most improved is an interesting category. I'll offer up four names once again. John Reed, if you take into consideration the whole season, I think what we saw John Reed the second half of last year, if we see that for games 1 through 13, John Reed could be in this conversation. Shaka Toney, I think he might be the first to admit that he was a little disappointed with how his redshirt sophomore season went last year.
Sure.
He showed what he's capable of in that, was it Indiana, where he had four sacks. But he didn't do it nearly consistently enough from week one on. If he brings that consistency to the table with that elite first step of his, he can be very disruptive. Antonio Shelton, you know, I think he's got another guy who might be being slept on. He, along with PJ Mustipher, will be a contender to play a bulk of snaps next to Robert Windsor. I think, you know, Mustipher, for good reason, has drawn a lot of the conversation, but Antonio Shelton can be a powerful force inside too.
Right.
Could end up being your starter even if Mustipher plays a higher percentage of snaps than him down the road. And then I would say also Ellis Brooks, who might not be your starter at the beginning of the year. Jan Johnson would be more likely, I think, for that, but has a shot to win that starting job. Or again, I know this is a theme, but to play in a higher percentage of snaps at middle linebacker.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Antonio Shelton. I really like what I've heard about him so far this offseason. I think that, you know, we've seen this in the past where one defensive tackle for Penn State gets a lot of the play and the other guys sort of forgot about, but he's really good at what he does. And I think, you know, Antonio Shelton has been in this program long enough to finally be ready to ascend to that point where he's maybe not the guy drawing double teams. He's maybe not the guy drawing headlines, but he's really solid when he's on the field. His numbers will look better than maybe what they seem by the end of the season. And I think he's a guy ready to take a big step forward. You know, we talk about that three-star kid that Penn State gets, and it takes them some time to develop them. But once they do, they have a pretty good success rate with those guys on the field. I think Shelton's the perfect example of that.
I like that pick. I think he's going to be really good. I would put Shelton in this next category too. 12th man, a guy who starts the year as a reserve if Shelton does and emerges as a very good player, possibly a starter. Jason Elway, Donovan Johnson, Lamont Wade, Jonathan Sutherland, slash Jaquan Brisker, one of those safeties, and then one of those tackles, either Mustipher or Shelton.
Yeah, give me Donovan Johnson. I really like what he did last season when he was on the field, and I think he can be even better this fall.
Donovan Johnson and Keaton Ellis, he's a number three and four cornerbacks. I think you're in good shape in that position group. So those are our awards for the 2019 season. We're going to keep breaking down Penn State's roster, looking ahead to 2019 on the Keystone Kickoff Show. You can check that out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. For now, we're moving on. Our player profile series continues right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.